Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is David Marler, UFO researcher, and you're listening to That UFO Podcast.
I'd like to thank Laird Superfood for sponsoring this episode. My nutrition has changed a lot over the last year since I decided to look after myself a little bit more, not just for me, but my family too. One constant though is my coffee, and you'll know I'm a big coffee lover. It's not just part of my morning, but my daily routine. Laird Superfood and their creamers have been a bit of a game changer for me and taken my coffee game to a whole new level. It's the perfect way to not only fuel your morning, but your whole day with organic, natural, plant-based ingredients. And for me, as a diabetic, there is no sugar from highly refined corn syrup. There's also a huge variety of snacks and protein options for you to try, all made with plant-based ingredients to keep you charged for whatever life takes you. Are you ready to feel more energized, focused, and supported? Go to lairdsuperfood.com and add nourishing plant-based foods to fuel you from sunset to sunrise. Use promo code THATUFO at checkout to save 15% off your purchase today. Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. Andy here with your April 2023 preview show. This is a chance for those of you not on social media or for anyone who likes to catch up with what's coming up on the podcast this month, including the latest guest news. So, without further ado, April is said by some to be potentially a very interesting month after what was quite a quiet March. Maybe the calm before the storm, who knows, am I being too optimistic? But time will certainly tell. As always, if there is any breaking newsworthy discussion, you'll hear it here first and over the other shows out there in the worldwide interweb, of course, as well. In the next 48 hours, Dan is going to join me before he starts filming with the Phenomenology crew out in Colombia, and we're going to round up some of the UFO news from the last month or so. There wasn't a whole lot to talk about, and with both of us being busy, there was a lack of breakdown, so we'll put it all into one show. As part of that, we're also happy to answer any questions you might have, even if it's just our opinion on something. Feel free to fire us over a couple of questions. Don't leave us hanging, folks. Email ufouapam@gmail.com. This month, when it comes to guests, I'm going to be covering a lot of bases in the UFO conversation. First up, it's a double header for me this week, as two shows rescheduled from late March are due. First off, Graham Rendell joins me to delve back into the history of the UFO conversation. We're going to be discussing his recent books charting the sightings of the 40s and 50s. A lot of people see the history of UFOs as being key to solving the mysteries of modern day, and Graham is a wealth of knowledge on both the past and the present of the UFO subject. So be sure to check that one out. I'll leave that one in. I'll stop saying one. And make sure you pick up one of his series of books if you can as well, at least. Look forward to speaking to Graham. He's a good friend of mine as well. An interview I've also wanted for quite a while is up next with the next guest. He doesn't tend to do many interviews at all, and if you're on social media, you'll likely be familiar with Tiny Klaus. For me, I noticed Klaus bringing up lots of excellent pieces of info from old interviews, articles and books to give context to conversations or statements being made kind of in the now, whether it was Tom DeLonge, Travis Taylor, Avi Loeb, Lou Elizondo or others. It's a real big help when you've got a podcast, I can assure you. I'm a subscriber to his Substack articles and really enjoy reading Klaus's thoughts and opinions on a whole range of ideas around the UFO conversation. He captures things from across the range of, you know, nuts and bolts, spiritual, crypto-terrestrial, and a whole lot more. it earned a follow for him from Tom DeLonge, and Tom DeLonge has retweeted some of his stuff as well. So, you know, he knows what he's talking about, at least that much is true. Already one I've had a ton of questions for, and if you're not familiar with Klaus, Tiny Klaus, then that is one you will want to listen to. Fantastic, fantastic ideas, fantastic opinion. And I promise you, that'll be a sleeper if you're not familiar with the social media world. Then, in no particular order for the rest of the month, as I'm waiting on a few dates for April's interviews to settle down, David Marler, the Executive Director of the National UFO Historical Records Centre, and probably the world's foremost expert on black triangular UFOs, joins me along with the creators of the Estimate of the Situation graphic novel series, Tom Orzakowski and John Zoitis, to discuss the new work being done at the centre to both record and preserve historical UFO documents. That was a long sentence for me to say, apologies. You may know David Marler has been receiving information and boxes of documents from around the globe, which are being digitised and stored for safekeeping at the Records Centre. New work being done by David alongside Tom and John is being released in the coming weeks, and they'll be on to tell me about this as well as what they've been discovering in their research. And they are three fantastic researchers as well. Sure to be a fascinating one, of course. Let me know if you have any questions at UFOUAPAM@gmail.com for the gents. I'd like to thank User Interviews for sponsoring this episode. Folks, after the holiday period, many of us start to feel that pinch in our bank balances. I know with having young kids, I certainly do. So earning a little extra income never hurts. That's where User Interviews can help you out. It's completely free to sign up. By giving some of your time, you can get paid for providing feedback on new or existing products with companies like Spotify, Adobe, Intuit and Amazon, among those looking to speak with quality participants. Most studies are less than 1 hour and pay over $60. Some studies pay several hundred dollars for a one-to-one interview. This is one that really does give you something back for your time, and I'm really glad to be able to give folks an opportunity to make a bit of extra cash at a very tough time of year. So why not even stick on an episode of the podcast while you sign up? That can take less than 5 minutes. Are you ready to earn extra income from sharing your expert opinion? Then head over to userinterviews.com/hello to sign up and participate today. 3 years into this podcast, and I'm finally now getting round to recording a show on crop circles. Karen Alexander and Gary King from the UK are going to be joining me to discuss their years of work and research on this incredible phenomenon associated with UFOs. I've never fully dedicated a show to this yet, like I say, and I'm really intrigued if you could get your questions and thoughts over to me. And I'm not just asking you to send me stuff, I'm really, really intrigued on this one. Whether you're sceptical about the crop circle phenomenon, whether you're a firm believer, whether you sit somewhere in the middle, what is it? What do you think it is? What would you like to know? You know, what's the difference between, you know, something that's man-made, and we've seen some incredible man-made ones, to something that really is that other, that something else, that intangible that makes it inexplicable? That's what I'm looking forward to discussing with Karen and Gary. A really honest conversation, because I still go back and forward on crop circles and I really don't know. So yeah, please get your questions and thoughts over for that one too. Crop circles, finally, it will be getting discussed on the podcast. I'm also hoping to have a guest on from Skinwalker Ranch this month. I'm going to hold off saying who it should be. I'm just waiting on the network clearing them in the diary, and as soon as I confirm, I'll let you know. I'll just say it should be a guest that I've not had on before, but let me just leave that there. Apologies for being vague, but it's the UFO topic after all, and I try not to do it that often. But yeah, as well as that, thank you for all the great feedback throughout March. While it's been a quieter month on the UFO news front, the shows have hopefully kept you informed and entertained. I would have liked to have done a few more, and to be honest with you, sincerely, I would have liked to have released a few more shows in 2023, but between work and just generally being really busy, and the kids have had bouts of illnesses and all that kind of stuff that life throws at you, it's just not been possible. But hopefully having a couple of shows a week has kept you informed, entertained, you know, whatever you want to get from this, hopefully you've got that with the shows that have been released. I'll make that up to you though in April with a few bonus shows along the way. I've got a few good ideas, so look forward to those coming out too. I've already got a few guests lined up for May. You'll hear about those in the May preview pod, but I'll hang fire on those. Those have been in the diary now for quite a while. Once again, thank you to everyone who has supported the pod through the paid platforms, Patreon, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. It's wildly appreciated. And also thank you to you, anyone who listens on the free platforms, whether you like, you share, you engage. And remember, if you can drop over a review for me on your chosen platform, that would be massively appreciated as well. It helps get the podcast visible on the charts. Those, unfortunately, aren't just about downloads, and, you know, reviews and how often it's reviewed makes a big, big difference. So if you've never done it yet, please think about doing it. It would be hugely appreciated. That's all from me today. Enjoy the upcoming shows, and don't forget just to drop me over an email or DM on any platform of social media if you haven't before, just to say hello and how you found the podcast. I always do love reading those as well. Look forward to those interviews coming up this week. Look forward to speaking with Dan after a few weeks of not having a chat about any UFO news, and look forward to you listening to that as well. Speak soon, folks.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little rain.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.